This is a Pete Townsend edition of Timothy White's Rock Stars, and the bulk of the show is going to be about the Iron Man, Pete's new solo record. Pete, welcome.
Thanks.
Pete, the story of the Iron Man is essentially a saga of living creatures at odds with each other, out of fear and out of miscomprehension.
What I liked about the Iron Man story and what fired me up is it just reminded me of my life. And I've been writing about my life for years with great success and obviously touching the spot with a lot of other people who feel the same way as I do about their lives. And so I thought I'd take that pathway again.
Now, I wonder if there was a kind of a post-war sensibility from your own experience woven through Iron Man.
Yeah, definitely. The war didn't stop for me because my father was in an orchestra, which was an Air Force orchestra called the Squadron Airs. And my mother was a singer in an Air Force orchestra called the Sydney Torch Orchestra. They met and got married. And the war went on as far as they were concerned. They stayed in uniform until I was 5 years old. And music to me was about the Air Force and about men in uniform. But there was, you know, there was definitely a function to my father's life, which was to pretend that there was no tragedy, to play romantic music for people who were separated from their loved ones or who had actually lost their loved ones in battle. So music for me has always been a lot more than just entertainment. In my family, I remember the day that my father kind of handed me over the function that he felt that he had been carrying up until the 60s, you know, and he said, you know, things have changed, Pete, now it's your turn.
What were those circumstances?
Well, those circumstances were that I was just into art school at 16 years old, and I was making about £30 a week with the band, playing American officers' men's clubs in London. We used to play one in particular called Douglas House, which was an Air Force club, a USAF club. And they would have country music bands come and visit and stuff. But because of my parents' connections, we got this date. And eventually, the band that we replaced was my father's band.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it's interesting for me because I loved the music that my parents played. You know, I loved that big band stuff. I loved the writing of Cole Porter and Gershwin and the, you know, the lyrics of Johnny Mercer and all that stuff. And I still love that craftsmanship. It's just that it was inadequate.
In the song Dig in the Iron Man, the farmers who say are saying, we old men, we've seen two wars, are saying that we've lived through horror, we don't want to live through it again. People are very, very frightened of the Iron Man. They want to dig a hole to trap this guy and end what they think is a reign of terror. The little boy expresses his emotion in a much more direct and much more original way.
What you actually have really from Hogarth is probably the only true response, which is curiosity.
What kind of mood were you trying to convey with Dig?
The idea that work will save us. Working hard will save us. We can dig our way out of this. We can dig trenches. We can dig down. We can find treasure. There's more oil down there. There's more coal. We just have to dig, you know. And it's futile. And it's a kind of a bless their little cotton socks kind of feeling about it. You know, these are the old folks. This is the way they do things. Digging a hole in the ground is actually not going to solve their problems.
Well, Pete, you were kind enough to bring along your original raw demo version of Dig from the Iron Man. So let's listen to a bit of that, and then we'll go to the finished version from the album as performed by The Who.
We old ones have seen two wars. We old ones have seen two wars. When you're sick and afraid, this day